Live from Toronto, this is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman, brought to you in part by Microsoft on News Talk 1010 CFRB.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, a fun, informative, and most of all, accessible show that's all about the latest and greatest in technology. So whether you're into photography or music, high-definition television or mobile computing, Tech Talk covers the entire gamut, but it's all explained in plain everyday English. Tech Talk is sponsored by Microsoft Home Magazine. Do more with your computer. Visit MicrosoftHome.com for fun and easy tips, tools, and articles. This week, features include how to use your PC to plan your wedding and how to use your computer and printer to create a homemade game to keep the kids entertained on summer road trips. That's MicrosoftHome.com. Speaking of cool websites, every few months or so on this program, we take a look at the hottest websites on the internet, according to you. Of course, I'll share my favorite websites, you know, where I'm visiting on a daily basis or some really great free things you can find online. But I like turning the mic over to you, our listener, so you can tell me and the rest of the GTA what favorite places to surf to and why. We did a cool websites chat in early May, which wasn't that long ago, but with many dozens of people emailing me that week asking me to send them the list of all these cool websites because they couldn't write them down, I figured why not? Let's do it again. And I was also, you know, you might have heard a tease for Tech Talk this week. I also said that I would be chatting about downloadable movie services in Canada. There's two big ones now, one from Bell called bellvideostore.ca, and the other one is Apple's iTunes now offers downloadable movies from the internet. I'll still talk about that, but I figured, you know what, let me open it up a little bit bigger, not just talk about downloadable movie services, but let's carry on our discussion from May, where we talked about the best of the net, according to you. I'll tell you about our grand prize giveaway in a moment, but the numbers to call in are 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB if you're outside of the GTA. And that's, by the way, 1-800-561-2372. Or on your cell phone, it's also a free call, star 8255, that's star talk, a free call on your cell phone. I want to hear from you, your favorite websites and why. Here is what you can win for doing so. A Microsoft Zune, a 4 gigabyte portable media player that can hold up to 1,000 songs, up to 25,000 photos, or up to 12 hours of video. Plus, it has an FM radio and the option to wirelessly share music with other Zune owners in the room. It retails for $139.99. It's about the size of a pack of gum, and it could be yours for free for calling in today. Here's how we'll give it away. Whoever gets on the air this hour with their favorite website and why is eligible for a call back at the end of the show, just before 1 p.m. You know the drill. If you answer the phone with our secret phrase, which is, let's make it, Tech Talk Rocks, the black 4 gigabyte Microsoft Zune media player is yours. Again, you call us up between now and 1 with your favorite website and why. And it can be your own, by the way, but you have to explain why it's cool. That means your number goes into a hat, the old proverbial hat. We pull the a number out of it at the end of the show. We call you back. You answer the phone with our secret phrase. Today it'll be Tech Talk Rocks, and the black 4 gigabyte Zune media player is yours for free. Okay, so it's the best of the net today. Call in with your favorites. Do you have an amazing shopping site that you want to share with other Torontonians? Maybe the best site for printing recipes. How about free places to store your computer files online? I'll share you my favorite one for that. How about the best search engine you rely upon to find things on the internet? Free maps and directions. The best family-friendly games. Let's hear from you. And again, keep a pen handy this show because you're going to want to write down these websites. But if you can't write it down, please don't try, especially if you're behind the wheel, even if you're at a red light. Just shoot me an email at some point today or tomorrow. techtalk@cfrb.com, and I'll email you a long list of all the websites that we talk about on the air today, including ones that I'll share with you. Again, let's hear from you. The numbers to call in CFRB's Tech Talk show this hour, 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, or Star Talk, that's star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. You know, Tech Talk listeners probably know this past spring, my voice was shot for like 6-7 weeks. For some reason, I don't know why, I got over the cold, but my voice was just gone. Not good when you are on the radio and on TV. But I thought I solved the problem. I found out that the same time we started to use a fan in our bedroom, my wife and I, is the same time that I started to lose my voice. I stopped using the fan a couple weeks ago. My voice came back. There we go. Thought I solved it. But what happened? I woke up today. My voice is gone. I didn't use a fan last night. I don't know what the problem is. But fortunately, with today's show, you're going to be doing most of the talking and not me. And of course, as luck would have it, not only tomorrow morning am I shooting with Global TV, but I'm also taping some segments for Cineplex. You're going to see my mug on movie theaters across Canada talking about the latest gadgets and gizmos beginning in August. And of course, the day before, my voice is gone. Hopefully tomorrow morning that won't be the case. But I digress, as luck would have it. All right, so again, I want to hear from you, your favorite websites and why. Let me share with you, while we're waiting for the lines to light up, let me tell you some of the ones that I've been visiting lately. A lot of people love playing the game Sudoku. You know, that number puzzle game? You could buy magazines at your favorite store that have, you know, 100 Sudoku puzzles in it. Well, you don't have to spend the money or get newsprint on your hands with your favorite newspaper. There's a terrific free downloadable Sudoku game on the internet, if you know where to look. And I'll tell you where it is. It's called Pure Sudoku Free Edition. And the website is veryfreesudoku.com. And it contains, get this, 20,000 free Sudoku puzzles, enough for one a day for 54 years. Plus, you get to choose from one of 43 different backdrops to suit your mood. You can print one off if you want to take it on the train or, you know, do it with traditional pen and paper. But this is a game that you can play by downloading it for free, veryfreesudoku.com. And Sudoku is spelled S-U-D-O-K-U. It challenges players to fill in all the blank squares on a 9x9 grid with the correct numbers. But the catch is that each row and column must contain numbers 1 through 9 with no repeats. And what's more, the 9 3x3 boxes that make up the entire grid of 9x9 must also contain numbers 1 through 9 with no repeats. So it's a great game, good for your noggin because keeps you thinking, and it's a really fun number puzzle game. And that's a free site for you, veryfreesudoku.com. Download a game that will work on your Windows PC that has 20,000 free puzzles. Great stuff. What else can I share with you? Oh, there's a new GPS service that warns of possible speed traps, and it works anywhere in Canada and in the US. The website is called phantomalert.com. And what you do is you connect your GPS unit to your computer with that USB cord that came with it. And it doesn't matter if it's a Garmin or a TomTom or Magellan. You download these speed traps for all of North America. So should you not realize you're going a couple of clicks above the speed limit, what you can do is it will tell you in advance that there's, say, a speed trap coming up or a known speed trap, let's say 300 meters coming up. So this isn't encouraging people to speed. It's just an extra little cautionary note, if anything, to remind you you're speeding so you won't get a ticket. And that's the idea. It's not a radar detector. It'll work with any GPS device that you've got or most of them that it will warn you with by adding a little tag on all your maps that says there's a known speed trap coming up. If you want to download this for free, you're allowed to use it for 12 months for free. It's called phantomalert.com. If you don't have a GPS device yet, you can buy one from them with all that map information in there for $199 US. Plus shipping. Again, phantomalert.com has the ability to warn you of upcoming speed traps. And it's very much a community-based service because if you know that, like, for example, I drive to CFRB every Sunday and I go across Don Mills just west of, I go along Eglinton Avenue when I get off the DVP and just west of Don Mills, I know that there's a speed trap there going under the bridge towards Leslie. It's there every Sunday. So I could easily on a map tell others that there's a known speed trap there and upload it to this site. Pretty cool stuff. But let's hear from you. What are your favorite websites and why? As a little thank you, we're going to call somebody back, some lucky listener back at the end of the show. If they answer the phone with the secret phrase, which is Tech Talk Rocks, the 4 GB brand new Microsoft Zune portable media player is yours. It can play music, photos, videos, has a radio, and can wirelessly share music with your friends. All right, we're going to take a short break. When we return, going to the lines and hearing your favorite websites and why. But the time is 12:17.
Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman continues after this on News Talk 1010 CFRB.
Hey, welcome back to the show. It continues right now, actually. No more commercial breaks for a while. We are talking about the best of the net according to you. Forget buying these books that tell you, here's where you should go on the internet. There's nothing better than word of mouth, and that's what it's all about today. Similar to what we did in early May, there's just so many cool websites out there that I wanted to do this show again, even though it's only early July. Let's hear from you, your favorite websites and why. As a little thank you, one lucky listener is going to win a brand new Microsoft Zune, a 4 gigabyte pocket-sized media player that can store up to 1,000 songs, up to 25,000 photos, has a 3-inch screen, up to 12 hours of video, that's 6 movies, and has a built-in FM radio and other cool bells and whistles. All you have to do is get your name and number taken by the lovely Sarah, your screener today, and one of you will hear back from us at the end of the show, answer the phone with our secret phrase, which I'll give out again in a few moments, and that 4 gigabyte black Microsoft Zune is yours. All right, let's, without further ado, I'm turning my attention to the listeners and callers. Let's start with Mitch in Oakville. Hey, what's your favorite place to surf to online?
Hey, Mark, you know, I like simplicity, and I've seen all these sites that are big and fancy. First of all, you asked for my favorite search engine. It's live.ca.
Yep.
Because Google has all of these ads. Live is just very clean and simple.
Yep, and very good. I find that the results are very accurate as well.
Yeah. Now, I do spend a lot of time these days on Craigslist. I recently moved and realized exactly how much junk I had around the house.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than holding a garage sale, I can sell it all on Craigslist and get a fairly reasonable price for a lot of my old stuff.
Awesome. Thanks, Mitch. Now, let me explain to everybody what Craigslist is. It's basically an online classified that's localized. So instead of like eBay, where you can buy somebody's stuff or junk or even brand new stuff, eBay rocks, but you do have to pay for shipping, right? Well, with Craigslist.ca or another site, Kijiji.ca, you can find bargains in your area by people who want to sell them. So you go to Craigslist.ca, click Toronto, or Kijiji.ca, and you click Toronto or wherever you are, and you can then drive over or walk over in some cases to buy somebody else's goods. So it's basically a garage sale that's citywide, and you don't have to pay for shipping. And that's a pretty cool site. So thank you very much, Mitch. Mitch is eligible for a call back at the end of the show for that Microsoft Zune, as is Uday from Brampton. Hey, Uday.
Hi, my favorite website is redflagdeals.ca.
Redflagdeals.ca. You know, we talked about this the last time we had this show. I remember Michael Kamek from DurhamGPS.com called in with that one. Explain to our listeners, please, Uday, what redflagdeals.com is all about.
It's a website where you can find all the deals that are happening at the moment and the flyers and stuff.
Right. So it's kind of like a comparison of different stores where you can get, let's say you know what you want, let's say a Garmin GPS unit, and it'll tell you the prices between all of them. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the last thing you bought? Or do you see that much of a price difference between some stores?
Yeah, there's sometimes a big price difference. $40, $50.
Yeah, I'm on it right now. I'm just going to Red Flag Deals. It actually does a lot more than just be a comparison search engine. You can also sort deals by store, sort coupons by store, or just do a search. There's also a free newsletter you can sign up for, which is pretty cool stuff. So if you're looking for electronics, thanks, Uday. If you're looking for electronics, try redflagdeals.com and other products as well. One that I use to compare electronics is called pricecanada.ca. Type in what you're looking for, like Zune or Garmin or TomTom GPS, and it'll do also a comparison of retailers, and you will see a big difference, sometimes a $100 or $2 difference on some products. Very cool. We're chatting about the best websites, according to you, our valued CFRB listener. Let's go to Francesca in the West End. Hey, Francesca.
Oh, hi. Good afternoon.
Thank you for calling today.
Good. I gave one to Sarah. It's allrecipes.com.
Oh, I love that. My wife loves that
yeah,
site, too.
And then there's another one, ItalianFoodForever.com.
ItalianFoodForever.
No, it's a really nice site.
Great. No, I love the name. And yeah. What, can you explain what All Recipes is, as the name suggests, but can you give us an idea of what you can do there?
you can search for any kind of recipe you want, and they have real people submitting their original recipes, or actually that's what they stipulate, no magazine recipes, or just any kind of recipes mm-hmm. that were original, and then you have a chance of rating them as well.
And that's
they have a five-star rating system.
Right.
And then they have also a review, what they didn't like about the ingredients or what they would do better with the ingredients and everything like that.
And that's the key difference between allrecipes.com and another popular recipe site, Epicurious.com. Because Epicurious pulls a lot of their recipes from magazines, right? Bon Appetit.
Well, Eating Well Forever does the same thing, you know,
right,
like Cooks
right.
Magazine, America's Test Kitchen. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, I don't cook. I just like looking
at recipes. I'm salivating looking at these pictures on allrecipes.com.
Yeah, so even Italian Food Forever, they always have a feature of the month. They always mm-hmm. change it, and it looks really delicious.
Now, you don't print off these recipes, you just look at things online. Do you get inspired to cook some of these dishes?
It could happen. That's my trade line. It can happen.
It can happen. All right. Thank you, Francesca. And it can also happen that you'll be the winner of the Microsoft Zune this hour if you're the lucky person we call back. To remind listeners, we have a brand new iPod competitor that we're giving away today called the Zune from Microsoft. It's a sleek little black MP3 player that also handles video and photos and more. Valued at $139. We're going to give it away to a lucky listener who gets on the air by calling you back at the end of the show. Let's hear from you, your favorite websites, to get your number thrown into the mix. 416-872-1010. Toll free, 1-800-561-2372. That's 561-CFRB. Or star 8255, a free call on your cell phone, asking you what your favorite websites are and why. Let's, before our next break, talk with Alex in East York. Thanks for calling, Alex.
Oh, hi there, Mark. Tech Talk really rocks.
Thank you.
I listen to you every Sunday. It's very interesting. So now you ask for my favorite site. That will be Google Earth.
Google Earth,
That's the one. And of course, the search engine as well. I find it that when I travel somewhere, I want to see where I'm landing and how the distance between where I'm going to be going. And that can give you the exact distance in mileage.
Mm-hmm.
I love that site. I got it from my grandson, my young grandson. He said, Grandpa, he said, go into that and you'll see the whole Earth. Boy, he was right.
I know. It's mind-blowing. And I do the same thing with my kids, Alex. I put them on my lap, and then I show them the globe of the world, and then I say, okay, here's where Daddy's going on a business trip. And I type in, you know, Moscow, Russia, or,
exactly.
you know, London, England. And, you know, I love how the camera zooms away from Toronto, the globe spins, and then it zooms in, and then you actually see satellite imagery.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
Exactly.
You can also get Google Earth for your phone. On my BlackBerry, I can, wherever I am in the world, press a button and ask... There's a little tab that says, where am I? And it'll show you with satellite topography where you're going. Another great website, if you're traveling and you want to know the distance from, say, your airport to a hotel, is called worldtaximeter.com. What you do is there's about 25 cities supported so far, but you type in where you are, let's say where you're going, an airport, and then where you'd like to travel to, like a hotel, and it'll tell you how much it should cost based on that city. And it's pretty neat. So that way you know if a taxi driver is taking advantage of you or not, or just so you get a rough idea how much cash you should carry on yourself. And that website is worldtaximeter.com. You can type in LaGuardia Airport and W Hotel in Manhattan. It'll tell you about how much it should cost to get there. All right, let's take a short break. When we return, more best websites of the net, and of course, collecting more names to call one lucky listener back for a brand new Zune Media Player for free. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk in moments. Hey, welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is sponsored by Microsoft Home Magazine. Do more with your computer. Visit MicrosoftHome.com for fun and easy tips, tools, and articles. This week, features include how to use your PC to plan your wedding and how to use your computer and printer to create a homemade game to keep the kids entertained on summer road trips. That's MicrosoftHome.com. Speaking of great websites, that's our theme today. I was going to talk about how you can download movies off the internet, but we'll get to that as well. Let's open it all up to a discussion on where you're visiting online and why. There's nothing better than hearing about a cool website, word of mouth, and checking it out and loving it. That just happened to me last week. I write a column in the Montreal Gazette, and one of my Montreal readers wrote me and said, you have to check out a site called allmyfaves.com. That's short for favorites. So all my F-A, F as in Frank, A-V like Victor, ES.com. This website blew me away. It's basically a little tab for everything that you need to go online, all in one little button clip away. It's like your favorite email site, your favorite video sharing site, your favorite map site, favorite search engine, sports, weather, shopping, all divided into categories with big colorful buttons to click. And that should be your homepage because it's amazing. Allmyfaves.com. I want to hear from you. What are your faves? And why? And you can win a Microsoft Zune media player. We're going to call somebody back just before 1 p.m., someone who's been on the air with their favorite site. And if you answer the phone with our secret phrase, and today it's Tech Talk Rocks, and you'll win this 4 gigabyte Zune media player. 4 gigabytes of memory translates to about 1,000 songs, about 25,000 photos, or up to 12 hours of video. There's a little screen on this thing. So you can watch music videos or movies or TV shows, camcorder footage. Also has an FM radio and the ability to wirelessly share music with other Zune users. The way it works is that if somebody else has a Zune and you're with them in the same room, you can beam them a song to their Zune and they can listen to it up to 3 times for free before they decide to buy it or not. It's valued at $139.99. A big thank you to Microsoft for providing this giveaway today. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to call somebody back just before one. Hope you remember the secret phrase. To have your say on News Talk 1010, call us at 416-872-1010. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB or Star Talk. That's Star 8255. A free call on your cell phone. Let's go to Melanie, who's been waiting so patiently from Thornhill, just north of beautiful Toronto. Hi, Melanie. Thanks for calling.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My favorite website is save.ca, and I like it because it's Canadian, and I like it because I can get free grocery coupons.
Right. So my wife uses this. Isn't this the one where you click off what things you buy, like Scope or Pampers, and they mail you the coupons?
Correct.
Right. So you don't print them off.
No.
Which is great because you get to save on ink.
Exactly. Because my kids always say, don't use the ink, Mom.
Yeah, exactly. And I was printing off Wiggles for my little one today so he can, like a coloring book online. And I was just thinking in my head, how much ink am I using for him to, you know, color in Greg Wiggle or Murray Wiggle and then be bored with it. And this way with save.ca, they mail you the coupons in the mail based on things that you buy.
Exactly, and it comes the next business day. Honestly, I'm blown away how fast it comes in the mail. I click it the next day, I pretty much get it, and I love it. Like, I just cut, you know, I click what I want. Like, they've got pizza coupons or Scope or toilet paper.
So where do you have to shop, though? Like, does it?
Anywhere. I've never had a problem with it. You know, I use it at the supermarket, at the drugstores.
Mm-hmm.
You can't use it at, like, a Costco or something, but you can use it pretty much anywhere that they take coupons. And honestly, never had a problem. They're bright and colorful. It actually has an expiry date. That's the only thing I don't love because it's a short expiry. So, again, you have to go click and get some more.
But, hey, saving money is saving money.
Yeah, no, fabulous site. Yeah. Canadian, too. That's
there you
what
go.
I like.
Thanks, Melanie.
Okay, thank
All
you.
All right, the website, again, if you missed it, is save.ca, save.ca for coupons. But you don't have to print them out. They'll mail them to you right away. Let's go to Kevin in Oakville. Kevin, you're a music lover.
I am. I'm a music teacher. And,
okay.
And a lot of my kids want to use Wikipedia for their research, and you know, there's good things and bad things, but what I've recommended to them is there's a site called allmusic.com, and if you're just a casual researcher, you want to find out, you know, how did Buffalo Springfield become Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, or if you just want to find out, if you're doing a research paper, or you want to look at the lineage, I do a history of rock and roll for my grade nines, and it's all written by respected music journalists,
mm-hmm.
so it's accurate. And there's a whole series of books called the All Music Guide and All Movies Guide, and all the content is on their website for free. You know, so I find it an absolutely amazing source and lots of great links, and it's accurate, which is really important. By the way, a little bit of lemon and some water will do your throat wonders.
Thanks. I had a tea with lemon this morning, so I appreciate the advice. I'll try it with just water. He's a music teacher. Maybe he's a singing instructor as well. Excellent advice for allmusic.com as well. Love that site. I'm a music aficionado myself, and I visit this site to check out song lyrics or just to see what's hot that's coming up or for music history as well when I'm writing something related as well. So thank you for that. Allmusic.com. I'm asking you your favorite websites and why. Let's go to Mike in Waterloo. Hey, Mike, thanks for holding on.
Yeah. My favorite website is SOS Cuisine.
Okay.
I heard it on the Dr. Joe show, and the girl that started it, she is a chemical engineer, so all the recipes, they're all tested, and she wanted to make a site that had healthy food that was, like a lot of people told her, it's too expensive to eat healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all items that are on sale or whatever.
So I'm at soscuisine.com. I like how right away you click on your province so I can see it's Canadian.
And you have to enter your name and stuff, how many people are in your family, and you have to log on to it. Each week she sends you an email with the recipes for the whole week. Gives you a shopping list and everything.
I also like how with online recipes, you know how in a recipe book it tells you how many servings it should be, but I like how you can change online how many people are in your family, and then it alters the ingredients accordingly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it automatically
really cool.
does the calculation for you. So I'm there right now. It looks great. Eat local, save money, recipes, nutrition information. Great stuff. Top 10 recipes. Number one is beef bourguignon. All right. I'm getting okay. hungry just doing the show. Thanks, Mike. SOS Cuisine. If you need some help in the kitchen, soscuisine.com is this website. I'm asking you, our CFRB listener, what are your favorite websites and why? You can give us a call, tell us, and you'll be eligible to win the Microsoft Zune portable media player at the end of the show. Let me share you with you another one of my favorites before we go back to the lines. Oh, yeah. I use this site all the time, YouSendIt.com. Have you ever tried to send somebody a huge email and even if your internet service provider lets it go through, they didn't get it or they complain that you clogged their inbox because it was too big? Well, YouSendIt.com lets you send huge files over the internet for free and it allows you up to 100 megabytes of files, which is, you know, there are services that let you do more, 300 megabytes, some gigabytes, but I find YouSendIt.com works the best, but it's 100 megabyte limit for free. What I also love about YouSendIt.com, so again, like this works if, let's say you want to send somebody a music video that's 50 megabytes in size or 100 megabytes, it'll work. But I also love that they've got this free Outlook plugin. So what you can do is when you send somebody an email and you attach what you want to attach, if it's a certain size, then right away, YouSendIt pops up and asks if you'd like to send it through YouSendIt. And then you click yes, and then the person gets an email on their end. They click a link and download the file. So they host it for you for a week. It works great. YouSendIt.com. You can just go to the website or download the free YouSendIt plugin for Microsoft Outlook. Again, the website is YouSendIt.com for file transfer. And now for file storage, there's a great website that's completely free to use, or a great service that can store up to 5 gigabytes of files. That's 5,000 megabytes for free. So in case of, you know, God forbid, a fire or theft or a flood in your home office, all your files are protected because you're using the internet. It's Microsoft's Windows Live SkyDrive. So the website is live.skydrive. You know what? What is the website? It's SkyDrive something. Let me just do a quick search here. But the service is Windows Live SkyDrive, and it stores 5 gigabytes of data for you. Here, I'm doing the search right now. What a great name, SkyDrive, because they call the internet the cloud. All right, it's skydrive.live.com, skydrive.live.com for free 5 gigabytes of online storage for you. And don't worry if you can't write these websites down this hour. Email me, techtalk@cfrb.com, and I'll email you a link. We got to take a short break. It's 12:40. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk, but for now... Hey, welcome back to Tech Talk. We're talking about your favorite websites today. I want to thank Mark, our tech op this hour, and Sarah, our lovely screener. Their favorite websites are, respectively, GameRankings.com and YouTube.com. Mark says he likes Game Rankings because it will accumulate all the video game reviews from multiple sources like GameSpot and IGN and GameSpy and magazines like Game Informer, and gives you an average score so you know where to spend your $60 if you're looking to buy a video game. It basically takes all of them into account and divides in by the number and gives you the score. And YouTube.com, chosen by Sarah for music videos. You simply type in what you're in the mood for listening to and watching. And this is an activity my daughter and I do almost every day, and she loves to check out the latest YouTube videos. those. So great stuff. YouTube.com, GameRankings.com. And let's hear from you, your favorite websites. What we're going to do in about 10 minutes is call somebody back who was already on the air with to see if you remember the secret phrase. Don't say hello, say Tech Talk Rocks, and you'll win yourself the Microsoft Zune portable media player so you can watch music videos on the go, not just on YouTube.com, but in your pocket as well. This stores up to 1,000 songs, up to 12 hours of video, and up to 25,000 photos just for answering the phone and saying the secret phrase. But you do have to call in with your favorite website first. 416-872-1010, toll free 1-800-561-2372, or star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. Let's go to Melanie in the Beaches. Hi, Melanie.
Oh, yes, Mark. Thank you.
Sure.
I like Answers.com.
Answers.com.
Yeah, because it looks up whatever you want. It's like any obscure person or word or idiom that you put in there, it'll look it up for you. It actually gives you a whole bunch of different sources, like Wikipedia is usually among them, Britannica. It just lists them all.
Oh, neat.
And you get to choose, and you get to decide how credible you think the source is, and you choose, you read as much or as little as you want. And, I don't think I've ever been, maybe once or twice been unable to look something up like that.
Sounds like an excellent homework helper this fall. Answers.com, and a similar site that I use sometimes is HowStuffWorks.com. You can also type in something and it'll tell you how it works in plain English and often with diagrams or animation as well. Oh, when I invited CFRB listeners to email me for a list of all the great websites that we've discussed today, so you don't have to write them down. And also, if you want, tell me what you'd like us to talk about on an upcoming Tech Talk show. Over the next few weeks, we will discuss photography, an HDTV buyer's guide, and computer performance tips. But if there's other things that you would like us to address on this show, something you need some help on perhaps in the tech world, let me know in that same email, techtalk@cfrb.com. Let's go to Avi in North York. Hey, Avi.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Fine. Thanks for calling today.
I'm calling actually in regards to a website called Clues.com, which is a new search engine developed by a Canadian company.
Okay.
Clues.com was spelled C-L-U-U-Z.
Okay.
And the difference between Clues and other search engines is the fact that the results that you receive are in text format, like regular search engines,
right,
but also as clusters and graphs. So what the software, what the search engine does for you, it actually reads the documents that you're looking for you and graphs the results of the entities that were extracted from those documents and shows them to you in a graphical manner. So when you don't know exactly what you're looking for, Clues is the answer.
Oh, I'm on there right now. It's really neat. It gives you this sort of spatial, it's got like these charts, if you will, where it links from one site to another with kind of like a timeline and arrows, and it gives you kind of a 3D representation of what you're looking for.
That's right.
Oh,
it actually extracts the information out of the documents that you received, so you can decide if the information that you're looking for is really what you're looking for.
Very cool. And that's clues.com, C-L-U-U-Z.com. I just typed in my name, and I found the article that I wrote yesterday in The Star on the closing of Funland Arcade at Yonge and Dundas that popped up. Very cool. What a great site. C-L-U-U-Z.com. Didn't know it was Canadian. That's good to know. We do have time to talk with Liz in Stouffville. Hi, Liz. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Great. I called about a great shopping online site called runningfree.com.
Runningfree.com.
Mm-hmm. So for the athlete and the shopper in you can go to this site. And while I was waiting online, sorry, I think I'm catching what you have.
I hope not.
I checked the online site, and they used to, up until recently, ship for free. But now I see that they've gotten a little bit more clever, and so you have to have an order of $200 or more for them to ship it out for you for free. But having said that, you know, two pairs of running shoes, and you've got a great deal.
Also, it's easy to put a price on, not having to schlep to the mall and waste gas and look for a parking spot. I don't mind paying for shipping if it means it's coming to my door, to be honest with you.
Neither do I.
Mm-hmm.
And the athlete in me would rather be training than having to go to a bricks and mortar place,
right,
and having to figure things out.
Oh, great. So runningfree.com, and they will deliver in Canada?
They do.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Mark.
Good suggestion. Before we go to the next break, I want to talk for a couple of moments about movie downloads, because I did promise we would talk about that. So in the U.S., for many years, you've been able to go onto the internet and download movies to your computer, and you can watch them on your PC, like, say, on a laptop while traveling, or copy them to a portable media player. But for some reason, in Canada, we have not been able to do this until recently. Both Bell and Apple have launched their respective movie online stores, and you can either buy the movie, where you pay $20 for the download, watch it as much as you like, copy it onto a portable media player, or you can rent it, where you've got up to a month or so to click play, and after you click play, you've got 24 or 48 hours to finish watching it. And again, talking about not having to leave your house, it is convenient, but so here's the website addresses for those who want to check out pricing between both buying and rental and the selection they've got. The Bell Video Store is bellvideostore.ca, and they only have one big player right now, Paramount. So there's not the biggest movie selection, but you might want to sign up for a free account and give it a go. And then iTunes.ca, you need to download first the iTunes software, and they have deals with all the major studios. There's a lot more selection. If you have that Apple TV product on your television, you can also watch it there, and they even have high-definition downloads. But for $20 for a digital download, I'm still not sold, because in my opinion, that's how much a DVD is basically, and you can, you know, carry that DVD with you. You got all those bonus materials. So I think the pricing has to come down for both, for buying, but renting might be a neat alternative opposed to running out to your local video store and having to return the video. So iTunes.ca, bellvideostore.ca, and when we return, we're going to go to more of your favorite sites and, of course, give away that Microsoft Zune. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to Tech Talk. This show today is sponsored by Microsoft Home Magazine. Do more with your computer. Visit MicrosoftHome.com for fun and easy tips, tools, and articles. This week, features include how to use your PC to plan your wedding and how to use your computer and printer to create a homemade game to keep the kids entertained on summer road trips. Again, that's MicrosoftHome.com. I also write for that website. It's great for explaining technology in plain English, very much what we try to do on Tech Talk each and every Sunday at 12 noon. We are having a lot of fun this hour because when my hand's tired, it's been a good show. I've been writing out 20, 25 websites so far that I'm going to email those who email me. If you want a list of all the great sites that we're talking about today on the show, that's our theme, Best of the Net. And just shoot me an email, techtalk@cfrb.com. Over the next day or two, I'll write you back with a list of all the websites that we've talked about in case you haven't had a chance to write them down yourself. Do check out that allmyfaves.com, though. That's just amazing how each of the best sites in different categories are all just a little button click away. And that's a good one to bookmark as your homepage, allmyfaves.com. What we're going to do is we're going to take one more call. Then we are going to call somebody back who's been on the air this hour and see if they remember the secret phrase to win our grand prize, a brand new Microsoft Zune portable media player. The last caller on today's show is Ray from Whitby.
Hello there.
Hi there, Ray. Thanks for holding on. It's been a while.
There are some excellent websites. I mean, all the ones that have been mentioned, everything is really there for everyone. I have two that I use a lot.
All
one
right.
is I use it to keep my computer tuned.
Okay.
It's called PCPitStop.com. And you can, there's two ways to use it. You can either go in anonymously or you can go in with a login ID. If you go in with a logon ID, it will keep the results of the scan that they do on your computer so that you can go back and compare over different times as well.
Oh, neat.
And it checks your hard drive for defrags. It checks for any spam or adware, that type of stuff.
So you don't download anything. It's all on the website.
That's right. And the information is used, I think, to help develop more tools for the computers as well.
So neat.
It's a handy little site. I've used it quite a bit.
All right, PCPitStop.com. What's your other favorite?
The other one is a search engine. It has a great name. It's called dogpile.com.
Oh, my.
But when you use it as a search engine, it actually searches, I think it's 10 or 12 different search engines.
Oh, okay. I like that.
So it combines them all so that you end up, instead of having Google or Yahoo or just one search site,
mm-hmm.
it actually spreads it out over 10 or 12 of them.
All right.
So that you can actually get a lot more information.
Ray, thank you very much. Dogpile.com. Okay, Sarah, our screener, or is it Mike? Someone's going to be pulling a name out of a hat. Okay, eyes are closed, pointing to a name and number. There you go. All right. And we're going to call somebody back to see if they remember the secret phrase to give away our grand prize. I want to thank Microsoft again for doing so. Okay, but they have to say, remember, guys. All right. Don't say hello. Oh, no. One more ring.
Tech Talk rocks.
Hey, congratulations. Who's this?
Hey, that's great.
Who is this?
This is Kevin.
Kevin, you are the winner of a 4 GB Microsoft Zune portable media player.
Fantastic.
What was the site you shared with us?
Allmusic.com.
Oh, that's right. You're the music teacher with the advice on how to make my voice sound better. get rid of the raspiness. Lemon is the key. Congratulations, Kevin. I'm going to put you on hold, tell you how to pick up your 4 GB Microsoft Zune portable media player. And once again, congratulations to you for winning that grand prize. We always have cool prizes on this show, and next week will be no different. So make sure you tune in a week from today at 12 noon for the next Tech Talk on News Talk 1010 CFRB. And of course, coming up next, following this show, we've got the Buddha Lounge. A big thank you again to Sarah and Mark for a job well done today. Thanks to our great listeners for those amazing websites. Thanks for sharing them. Stay tuned for the Buddha Lounge coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB.